I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I know you guys like to think that I don't shower a lot.
You don't.
Aaron, enough.
Let me just say this. It happens more often than not that either Steve or I will be convinced you've radically cut your hair.
That happened today.
You were like, oh my God.
And you changed something. You changed your hair.
Nope. It's just not filthy.
I know. I decided to wash it.
It doesn't have that cloud around it anymore.
Right. Aaron is essentially
that Linus?
Pigpen. Yes,
that,
Pigpen.
What?
Pigpen.
Yeah, he's different than Linus. Linus has the blanket.
Oh, he doesn't have a real name?
His name's Pigpen. That's his name.
What the heck?
Call him. Yeah. He's just a cloud of filth.
Do you not know the names of the characters?
I guess
Who's
not.
Who's the one who plays the piano?
Schroeder.
Nice.
See, so you know.
Who's the girl that's named after a candy or a...
Well, that I don't know.
Peppermint Patty.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's... What's her sidekick's name?
Marcy.
Oh, it is Marcy. I was going to say Marcia. Glasses. She has no eyes. I mean, her eyes are her glasses. Yeah.
She was Dilbert before Dilbert.
She was.
She's
the original Dilbert.
And the Dad and Family Circus. I know my comics. They have no eyes.
That's right.
Is that worth anything? Is that a valuable skill?
I think that's worse than me not showering.
I think they could have been a tie for a second. Like
there are literally times where I don't understand how we're employed. What are we talking about?
I got the reference.
Dad and Family Circus?
No, but Aaron's clearly got a problem.
You're right.
And we're literally naming characters from Peanuts, and we can't even... Okay, so we took her story, got on a tangent, and we can't even stay on the tangent. Now we're on TX, tangent of the tangent.
Yeah. Text in your characters.
I'm mansplaining tangents. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, the other day, I was taking a shower.
Oh,
nice.
And I was thinking, because, you know, the showers are the best place to have your, like, deep thoughts. I know a lot of times I will, like, think back on arguments that I've had, like, 5 years ago, and I'm I would have said this, like, what, I'm destroying them.
Yep.
But I was thinking, how big does a meatball have to be?
Oh, my God.
In order for it to become no longer a meatball, but a meatloaf.
Wow. Dang.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tiag, do you have any other comic strips you want to talk about?
I'm trying to think of other characters that wear glasses, but you can't see their eyes.
How big did you... I mean...
I don't know.
I gotta say, I've never made meatloaf in my life. And you guys know me as a connoisseur. And I love... Shout out to Ted's Montana Grill. Their meatloaf is one of the best.
Is that the bison one?
It's bison.
I gotta try it.
Do they have the tomatoes? Like the tomato sauce?
No, it's not tomato. It's brown gravy.
That rocks.
It's so much better. Okay. There's something about... My mom always made it. And it's like... It was like sweet.
Or something
in
there.
It was like the tomato sauce is just...
Because it's like brown sugar and like ketchup and mustard. That's what my mom used to make too.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't mind it
though. And raw eggs. And
you can't eat... Oh, we didn't do that.
You can't eat meatballs or meatloaf.
I can if they use like
a... Oh, the fake.
Yeah, like the gluten-free bread crumbs.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gluten-free bread crumbs are essentially
like
tortilla chips, right?
Like panko or something? Yeah.
They're just that. I don't know. Do you want people to text in, Aaron?
How would
we ever solve? Because I don't think I've ever had...
And is there like an in-between?
Well, I know this. Olive Garden, if you get their classical lasagna, you can get like a topping of three big meatballs.
How big are we talking?
They're like big, and there are three of them.
You're doing baseball size? Are you going to say baseball?
Not softball. Okay. Bigger. They're about
like
baseball.
Like tennis ball.
Okay. Yeah, tennis balls.
Okay.
You get three of them.
Okay.
And you put them together. Now we're getting close.
Now you're loafish.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
almost
to a loaf.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's more shape based because I think a meatball could grow exponentially as long as it stays in a ball shape.
Okay.
I think it continues to be a meatball.
But
it has the form.
Loaf.
Yeah. Which is disgusting. What is anyone doing eating meatloaf?
Take it back.
No.
I'm going
to
order Ted's Montana Grill right now.
Why shape it into a
bread
shape?
Let's just smash all this meat into a square.
You're just going to cut it anyway.
But why
you don't
that
put the whole ball
shape?
In your mouth. The only good ball is one you can fit in your mouth, though, in my opinion.
Okay, these like, are too big. You can't just...
Yeah, no, the Olive Garden ones, you're obviously going to have to chop them up. Big. But like, and I have to say it, going to TX party the last time he ever invited me over to a party, he had the little crock pot with the little like Swedish meatballs or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just stood there. And you feel weird because you're using the same toothpick over and over. I just kept sticking the same toothpick into the little...
No, because it's fine. You're only touching the one. You're grabbing it. It's
you're kind of hitting the sauce on your way in, though.
Oh, okay.
You're kind of spitting
a lot
sauce.
Of people talked about that.
That was the highlight. Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.